folks. Welcome to my podcast. This is DJ Ray. I'm in the studio here with Mr. B. Mr. B and I are going to be talking about two very interesting topics. First and foremost, Mr. B, tell me, what do you think? Why do women cheat?
Why do women cheat? Okay, first of all, you got to understand the difference between loving unconditionally and conditionally. Men love unconditionally and women love with conditions. You have to be able to fulfill her needs. A man can love you regardless if you're fulfilling his needs or not. Example, most of the time women always try to go for the man that's 6 foot and packing and also have access to other resources. So why do women cheat? Women cheat because they have the options. Women cheat because they can. Women are better cheaters than men. Like, you can take the ugliest woman. She still has the more options than the best looking guy. So it's different for men. Most of the time, men, we shoot our shot. And probably out of 10 shots, we probably got accepted one, if that. It's not as easy. You take the highest 1% man, and he's still getting shut down by some gorgeous woman. Left and right. It's not as easy as women say. You take the most ugliest woman, her standards for getting a man is still is as high as the most beautifulest woman. But you take an ugly man, the reality for an ugly man is a lot different than a nice looking man. We understand. We're realists. So we understand if we're not so good looking, we understand that we got to get a high paying job. And even if we're good looking, we still know there's certain women we can't get unless we have resources to some things. Simply put, women are smarter than men. Don't tell nobody to tell you that. They are.
Women it's our
are,
secret.
Yeah, I see. Women are smarter than men. And a lot of times, a woman never tells her true body count. We presume that women are very pure and innocent. And a lot of times, with men, since we love unconditionally, we'll believe our woman until someone proves to say otherwise. And 9 times out of 10, it's got to be in front of our face. That's smart. Women are definitely smarter than us.
Have you ever been cheated on by a woman?
Of course. I think it's a badge of honor to get cheated on.
Did it make you angry?
Yeah, because it does. It's one of those things, at times, initially, it will make you angry because you hear the expression that nice guys finish last. The world paints this picture about us, especially when you're being raised from a single parent home. It paints the picture that you should cherish a woman, treat the woman like she's God-gifted man, and worship the ground that she walks on. But the caveat to that point is that's untrue. For every man that made it to a certain stature in his life, he got treated badly or got cheated on by a good-looking woman, or not so good-looking woman. But something happened to the effect of this, where he gave his heart to her, she lied to him, and she went with a much cooler guy, but someone that was providing services or resources to her that she wouldn't get from him. Regardless of what women say, they still love the bad boy. Women talk so badly about certain men, but yet they still give their man's accesses to them. Like, it's always you hear the women talk about their baby daddies, or you hear women talk about God, oh, he was with me and he was with her, but yet still you still gave him the opportunity to be with him and then be madly in love. But then you meet a woman that says she wants a nice guy, believe in God, treats her right, open doors, loves her, and she gets that and she finds that guy boring. A lot of times when women get dressed up, they don't get dressed up for the man. They get dressed up for the other women to look at them. Because if you ask a man what he wants in a woman, especially if you do the comparison between natural and body enhancements, most men say, I want my woman natural. The reason why women can cheat so much more than men is because they're emotionally unstable in a sense. Today they want turkey, tomorrow they want beef. And it's based off their feelings, so they can definitely trick us into believing any and everything because their feelings change.
Would you take a woman back after she cheated on you?
Of course, and have did it. It's not a good recipe, though.
Have you ever cheated on a woman?
Of course.
What made you do that?
Different things. They got these things. And life to give you these things where they say, at what stage is what kind of person are you? What's your love language? Where's the confirmation, physical touch, gifts, etc. At some point in my life, I felt all of them, but at different stages. The cheating part, like, I know it's preached about men being monogamous and all the above for one person, but depending on whatever religion that you may be in, it's hard to digest that. Now, men is as faithful as their options, because the only way he gets groomed and fine-tuned with his leadership skills is by running into situations and have to make an on-spot decisions. So yes, I have cheated, and those things have taught me different stuff, and it also has allowed me the ability to figure out what's love, lust, and what's the difference in someone that's really for you.
Is cheating the end of a relationship?
Nah, you can work through it, but it takes great communication. You gotta have somebody that you can communicate with. Whatever you're into, your mate has to be into as well, or it's not gonna work. Men, most of the time, we don't get an opportunity to communicate with our mate, because a lot of times when you're trying to communicate with your lady, she's doing most of the talking, and men are doing most of the listening. So you don't say, huh? For real? Yeah, that type of thing. And then when we try to communicate with our mate, a lot of times we could say something, start off saying something, and it triggers something in a woman, and if that totally cuts us off or disregards what we're saying.